Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Did you wake up happy because of the Happy New Year, or were you grumpy this morning? If you woke up grumpy, it may not be your fault. It may be due to PVS. Yeah. Do you suffer with PDS or PVS? PDS. What is PDS?
Is PVS?
PVS is polar vortex syndrome. The polar vortex can indirectly affect your mood by bringing extreme cold weather.
I hate it.
Which leads to reduced sunlight exposure, disrupting circadian rhythms, and also triggering feelings of sadness, depression, fatigue, irritability, especially individuals that already are susceptible to mood swings.
It only does that for me if I have to go to work. If it's one of those freezing cold days where I can just stay in bed all day, oh, I love it.
Yes. Isn't this just sad?
Yeah.
Seasonal affective disorder?
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's the same thing. They just put a new name on it. Because that's what happens whenever it's winter. They say you have less sunlight, it's cold, blah, 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 and so you get depressed.
Yeah.
But now they're calling it PVS.
Well.
And this polar vortex is like a little one-shot deal. That's just weird.
But you know what? Women suffer from it more so than men.
Watch out now where you go with it.
With the PVS. I do need to be careful here, yeah. I think. But a lot of more women, they do suffer from it. 33% of us indulge in extra snacks when we are going through PVS or polar vortex syndrome.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to worry about bathing suit season right now. So treat yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I stay cold, so the snacks, I'm doing shots of snacks. And that keeps me warm.
More calories, too.
I guess so. Do you know that we wake up in a bad mood about 300 times a year?
That's it?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang, that's most of the year.
Yeah. We only experience 65 good mornings as soon as we wake up now. Because, you know, every time you wake up, there's something about it like, I just don't want to get up right now.
No.
But most of it is due to temperatures. That's like three times per week irritable. And sometimes it's too hot. You know when it's too hot and you get up, it's like, it's just too hot in here. I'm sweaty.
I don't know what that means.
You don't? Okay.
Plus, right now, it's definitely not my big issue, but I think you keep your house controlled to a reasonable range.
Yeah, I just got my gas bill.
We also wake up grumpy at least once a week because outside noise. Someone's mowing their yard too early, or the garbage truck may have woken you up.
My friend works in the ER. She works night shift, and her neighbor was mowing the lawn at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
She opens her window, and she's like, it is the middle of the night. Oh. Stop mowing your lawn.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it is annoying that how early these lawn care companies start on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You're like, but for a lot of people, that may be their only day to sleep in. I guess I guess it's complicated because they got to get as many lawns done as they can, but geez.
Another reason we wake up grumpy, nightmares have kept us up all night if you've been dreaming a lot. They say other common factors, stress and anxiety is keeping you up at night. 31% of us said that. Urge to use the bathroom. 75% of the people said that's why they wake up grumpy. Like in the middle of the night, you're getting up and you're having to go use a bathroom. I think it's for the older folks, like your grandparents.
Well, this is waking up, right?
Yeah.
So are they just waking up in the morning and they need to go to the bathroom? That makes them grumpy?
They've lost some sleep because they get up and they have to go to the bathroom two or three times during the night and they don't get any REM sleep. Another reason they say is their significant other is flipping and flopping or snoring in bed, and that's a reason they wake up grumpy.
I don't think I could ever sleep with anyone else again.
You know what? That. It depends on the mattress. Because like our sleep number mattress, don't feel the other person moving.
I don't want anybody else in the room.
Wow.
You know, I used to go on trips with friends, and we would all share a hotel room with several beds. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I got to get my own room. Because I just I like to stay up late, watch TV while I'm going to sleep, and I don't want to disturb anybody else.
We have poker buddy weekends where we go off to Gatlinburg and stuff, and, you know, some of the guys, I can't sleep next to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one or two cuddle buddies there. The ones that are hairy.
That's weird.
I'm just kidding, man. It's just goofy.
No, you're not.
Okay. We do have to, you know, we draw, like, flip coins or whatever. You got to sleep with Rex over there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Anyway, another reason why you might be
they must
grumpy.
Have lost a lot of money. They couldn't get their own beds.
I know. I mean, we usually get enough bedrooms for everybody.
Well, we try to save money. Like, you know, it's like you got 2-3 queen-size beds. You got 6-7 guys going. Yeah.
What?
And one couch.
I'm with you, Hawk. Last time we went on a girls' trip, we had a 3-bedroom, one for each of us, and we all went, oh, that's a king-size bed. Scooch over.
Well, yeah. That's girls. Guys are different that way.
Oh, y'all don't get to have sleepovers?
I do.
I mean,
I do.
I ain't ashamed of it. I don't care.
I mean, I don't mind it, but I just get more rest.
Okay.
When I'm by myself.
Other reasons why you wake up grumpy: bedtime arguments. You go to bed asleep, or you go to bed and you're angry, you have that fight, and you can't sleep all night thinking about what she or he said. 31% of us said that. And then, of course, our pets are sleeping with us and keeping us up at night as well. Yeah. So if you are waking up grumpy,
let him sleep.
I think our pets probably suffer more from us waking them up than from them waking us up. Because I toss and turn a lot. And, you know, then the dog will huff and move away because he's like, why are you bothering me?
But Daisy used to scooch up next to me and she'd be hot and I'd have to push her.
Yeah.
And she would growl at me and get mad. But, but yeah, she, I miss that though.
Cody used to push me. He'd push me off my own bed.
So if you're waking up moody, irritable, grumpy, that's normal for Tom, but it could be you are having a polar vortex syndrome episode. It could be what it is. I have a PSA about that this morning.
Cold Arctic air is dipping into the States from the North Pole.
The bitter cold makes me so bitter.
Men and women alike are suffering from PVMS. Polar Vortex Misery Syndrome.
I'm feeling so bloated in this big down parka.
Oh, I'm so sick of being cramped up in the house.
PVMS is accompanied by a period of cold Arctic air and can result in an icy disposition.
I wish this Arctic weather would leave me alone.
Be on the lookout for PVMS, Polar Vortex Misery Syndrome.
PSA for you this morning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, when you play a video game at the end, it'll tell you how many times you died, how many times you did this, how many miles you walked, all kinds of different statistics.
It's fun.
How cool would it be if when you're laying on your deathbed, you got some statistics about your life?
Okay, you can just put it on tombstone.
Well, I don't know if that would be necessary. But they asked people, what would you like to know at the last few moments that you could just go back and see some statistics about your life? And some of these are pretty clever and pretty cool.
Okay.
They said that it would be interesting to know how many times you almost died without realizing
it. Oh, wow, yeah.
How many times that you took that one or two steps that kept you from, or maybe you went back to get the keys from your house or something in the house that you forgot, your phone, and that kept you from getting in a car accident.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's all these times that could have affected your life.
Oh, I was thinking differently, like when I had that car accident and hit, you know, a busload of people.
Yeah.
It's like, when you almost died.
Well, you knew about that one.
But if I was a second earlier or whatever. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay. Another one is how many times you made someone feel good about themselves without knowing it. Maybe you dropped a compliment at that person at just the right time. It changed their life.
That was kind of my thought. I would like to know that.
Okay.
Those little moments where you just made someone go, oh, cool, or nice.
Okay, the next one's the one I would be curious about.
All right.
The number of people that were interested in dating you, but you never had any idea.
I'd be mad.
Yeah, but it would be interesting to know, especially maybe it's someone that you secretly liked, but you never had the guts, and to find out they were in the same situation with you, and if either of you had spoken up, it could have changed everything.
Well, that would ruin the last few moments of my life.
Maybe. You might be happy with where you ended up anyway.
Or the last few moments of your life who you're married to. Because think about it, they're sitting there holding hands on your deathbed, and then you're like, I could have had her the whole time?
Well, that's a horrible way to handle it.
Yeah, but you're also going, but I didn't want her. honey. Okay. I did not want her. I wanted you.
Here's a little bit more casual. The top five songs you listened to in your life. Kind of like your Spotify thing at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Show you what your songs were. You'd be kind
of
neat.
You'd know a few of them, probably.
You might.
But for the most part, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you've probably forgotten your teenage years and some of the stuff that you listened to on auto repeat. And
yeah.
It could change things up.
And that would be a whole new ball game for us, as much as we're around music, you know, because we hear it every morning for 4 hours.
Well, I still have my favorites.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is an interesting one. How many times your body successfully stopped cancer before it could take hold? Which would kind of fit into the how many times you almost died and didn't know it, but this would be kind of interesting. I'm not as interested in that one, but no. It would still be kind of cool. It'd be neat to know if, like, maybe your body really killed a bunch of cancer cells and saved you.
Our bodies are overrated, I think.
Wow.
I mean, not overrated, underrated. I think I think the things that our bodies do, like we cut ourselves and it rebuilds itself, you know, the thing, like the skin grows back, the skin sheds, the hair grows long in your nostrils.
Yeah, the weird places hair grows.
Where's that ear hair? Where did that come from? It's like it rebuilds itself over and over again.
Well, while we're getting so deep, someone else said they'd like to know how many pounds they pooped in their life and what was the largest one. I'm going to be honest, I'd like to see that one.
I got a picture of mine.
You're into bathroom humor.
It's not bathroom humor. I just think it would be interesting to know, like, what was my biggest one.
But honestly, you have taken a picture just to prove.
Oh, yeah, no, but I don't have the weight.
Never taken a picture?
Never.
Wow. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. I'll be weird then. I don't mind it.
Tori, you notice she's quiet over there.
I'm a lady.
Girls, I got something to show you on the girls' night out.
Now, this is an unusual one. It's not a statistic, but they said they'd like to see a gallery of pictures where they're visible in it, but they didn't know they were in it. So, like other people's vacation pictures, and there you are in the background.
Yeah. I don't know. Depends on what I was doing on that vacation.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen myself in several background photos, and I'm like, oh, she is mean. Oh, that's me. Yeah. I always have a mean face.
RBF.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This one is silliness, but it's kind of funny. How many times I used each letter of the alphabet? That just seems dumb to me.
Yeah.
I don't need that
I ain't
one.
Wasting my last minute.
Well, no, I agree with you there.
You got all the tests that you've taken, you know, where it's like, A through D, or all the above?
I mean, if we're going with school, the most letter I ever got was F.
You already got that information.
D and F.
Yeah.
And then this was obviously by women, is how many diapers they changed.
Well, who cares?
Interesting to know.
For women, why would
Well, because men don't have as high a number.
Well, no, but
I mean, if we're being honest. And then the most unusual, I thought, was gambling results. How much I won and lost over my lifetime. And if you included lottery tickets in that, probably, too. Find out how much you wasted, I guess, unless you were a winner.
That would be interesting, because how much money did you spend and how much you won from that? Or did did you break even?
So then you die angry?
Well, these are, but you're going to have more than one statistic to look through, so you can concentrate on the good ones if you want.
But honestly, you know, you could have won a bunch of money. As opposed to what
I mean, honestly, if you look at my results in Vegas, I think I'm up on Vegas.
Not by
a huge amount, but I had a couple of really good nights and made like $2,100 once.
Yeah.
And I don't think I spent as much as I won.
But you counter that with the lottery that you've spent.
Lottery has probably dropped me back down.
No.
But I helped education.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Tori's been talking about her little baby bump. We have baby on the way here in a few months. Everybody's excited, asking her a lot of questions and stuff like that.
I think it's the opposite.
Okay, you're not excited. You're not looking forward to the day?
I'm very excited. Okay. I meant that I'm asking everybody else questions.
Oh, you're the one asking questions.
Heck yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Help me.
Is it acceptable to rub a pregnant woman's belly? They ask this. 56% of pregnant women are not okay with you rubbing their belly.
I mean, why would they be?
But think about this. 44% would be okay with it then. Is that right? Did I do the math right?
Why are you looking at me asking that?
No, I'm just saying, like, the other 44% are okay with you rubbing their belly?
Not necessarily. They could have said something like, you know, care either way. Some of them said they did like it. I mean, it could be a combination.
I've known pregnant women who will come up to me and go, Philly, he's kicking right here. And I hate that. I do not want to feel your baby belly. And I'm so sorry. I do not.
He literally kicked when you said that. Come here, Kato. Feel him. It's so cool. Okay. It's like this little cute, scary alien in there just trying to get out.
I've seen that movie.
It's the coolest thing.
It didn't end well.
Well,
yeah.
What man besides your husband's okay to touch your belly, according to the ladies? And they say doctors, obviously, it's okay for them to touch your belly.
Father-in-law.
Yeah. No. It said her dad was okay to touch your belly. Her grandfather also can touch your belly. Uncle was not accepted. And cousins, not accepted.
Cashier.
Your brother, if you have a brother, a sibling can touch your belly as well, according to the ladies.
That's reasonable.
But father-in-law, that was the question mark. They did not know. No. I guess some father-in-laws, it's according to how your relationship's going.
Yeah, but that's still a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't think my dad has even touched my belly, come to think of it.
Mm. Okay.
Well, you'd probably have to invite him. I mean, I don't think he would just reach out and do it. You'd be like you did with Kato just then, say, hey, come here and check this out.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you think about it, though, and I've seen this happen before because we've been out at remotes before, and like... Tom's kind of got a bigger belly, and
don't ask to touch it.
But you know what? We've had the girls come up before when you were a little bit younger, and they would hold they go, oh, look, the married life's agreeing with you, and they would pat his belly, and he would just poke it out.
It kicked, too.
I don't recall that so much. I will say the closest thing I can recall is I had to shave my head once with something we were doing on air, and women would literally come up and rub my bald head, just do it, because they thought it was, oh, let me rub your bald head, and it was like, didn't ask, didn't think they needed to. They just rubbed your bald head.
Huh. Yeah, my sister-in-law went to UGA, so over Christmas break, she got down to my belly and sang the UGA fight song to him.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, you're way overachieving. He's not going to be that smart.
Way more than touching it, too.
My feeling is that if you ask someone to touch your belly, then that's okay. If you don't ask, no one should ever touch without asking. But I don't understand. I would have no desire to touch anyone's belly, even my wife's pregnant belly.
What?
Unless the baby was doing something. Like what's the point in just feeling the big chunked up belly?
Well, you're sitting there on the couch and you have you got something to put, a place to put your soda right there.
but like when it was kicking, then to be like, okay, that's cool.
It is. I mean, and that's because they get to a point where they kind of respond to the touch. So if you tap or if you scratch the belly or whatever, sometimes he'll kick. Which is cool because it's like you're kind of communicating.
Yeah, he's like, quit tickling my butt.
He's like, get out of here.
It's like Morse code.
Plus, you're communicating. He's like, what in the world is going on right now?
You know how they say don't tap a fish bowl because it's... I wonder if the baby's another one. Please quit tapping.
He's going, think happy thoughts.
She tapping my aquarium here. That's pretty funny. Well, go ahead and ask before you touch is all we're saying. It's kind of like when you're in an antique store.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We are looking back at 2024, some of our funniest moments. And being that it's Crank Call Thursday, we broke out this one because we shocked a new trainee telemarketer.
Poor guy.
This was horrible, honestly. But they were persistent with trying to get me to buy a product. But I decided to be sick on this reverse of the telemarketer crank call here.
Hello? Hello, I'm with the Vehicle Service Department, sir. And the reason I'm calling is to give you an opportunity to extend coverage on that vehicle today. I just need to ask you a few questions to see if it does qualify.
Yeah.
Okay, now, when you drive your vehicle, do you notice any check engine lights or any fluids leaking by any chance, sir?
No.
Okay, has this vehicle been altered or modified in any way?
No. Well, what state are you calling from?
This, California. But this is nationwide coverage, except it's certified nationwide. So you'd be able to take this to your local dealer if you did have a breakdown, sir.
Oh, so I thought I'd have to take it to California. I'm like, I can't drive all the way out to California? What in the world?
No, this is something you could take right there in South Carolina, right there at your friendly dealership.
So I don't have to take it to California?
This is just in case there was a breakdown. Let's say it wasn't next year, next month, or next week. And a lot of folks really like the idea of that, the peace of mind, knowing that they're never going to be stuck parking their vehicle.
Oh.
Fix it.
Oh. Sorry about that. My stomach's giving me a little problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I ate some pork rinds and beef jerky.
Oh, no, that's not too nutritious, so that might be a problem.
I had a whole bag of pork rinds and beef jerky. Whew, okay.
The carbs and the protein.
Go ahead, man, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, does that seem like, you know, that's something you'd want to do if I could get my finance manager to help out a bit?
Oh. Whew, I'm right here by the toilet. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, we can get you, you know, a simple activation with a credit card, debit card, get you set up. We can get you on the phone within the next 2 minutes so you can go ahead and handle your business.
Have you ever eat a whole bag of pork rinds?
I'm actually a guy that is into a little more of a fitness, so I don't eat too much like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't agree with me as well.
Hold on.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
That doesn't sound like you're feeling so well.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm fine. I'm back. Hello?
Hey, I'm one of the supervisors here. That are you feeling better? Sounds like you were having a hard time back there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on the phone so we can go ahead and get this activated.
Oh, I'm sick.
Okay, now I was able to apply an additional incentive on the overall.
Where did the guy go?
Well, the guy is new out of training, and normally they're not supposed to be on the phone going back and forth. This product pretty much sells itself, and we're just here to help you.
I had to explain to him I just ate a whole bag of pork rinds and beef jerky.
Oh, my goodness. And you're eating pork rinds and beef jerky early in the morning?
Yeah, I just don't feel too good. And
I wouldn't feel good either if I ate a whole bag of pork rinds and some beef jerky.
Boy.
Let me ask you this. The minimum activation is $295.
Yeah.
And
hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Are you okay? Did you call 911?
No. Goodness, no. I just threw up a little bit.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Oh.
Wow. Don't eat no more pork rinds and beef jerky early in the morning. So why don't you do this, hon?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get this activated for you. How would you like to do the activation, on a Visa card, MasterCard, Discover, or electronic check by phone?
Yeah, because I have another car, and it's a 2000 Buick.
Oh, my God, you're throwing up again.
Yeah, it was a Buick was what I was trying to say.
Okay. Well, listen, we can only do one car at a time.
Buick.
Now, how many miles do you have on the Buick, sir?
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to have to go. I think I'm just not able to talk right now, but you're very persistent.
Since you've been on the phone this long,
especially
throwing up and sick.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time this has ever happened.
You never had anybody throw up on you before?
Absolutely not.
Maybe you can call me back at another time that's more appropriate for me.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, I've got...
God bless.
Thank you.
Looking back at a fond moment for us from 2024, that poor trainee, that was his first week of actually being a telemarketer, and I threw up on him.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, the younger generation catches a lot of flack for a lot of things, but there are some things that are definitely worthy of that. And one of those things is communicating with one another. I feel like they've maybe been stunted by the online communication and not enough in-person communication. And the reason I bring that up this morning, there's a college that is offering classes on how to make phone calls. And the main focuses are phone etiquette and phone confidence.
Now, this on a smartphone, or they're going back to a rotary phone or a push button?
I don't think it's so much the device as it is the communicating.
Honestly, all you do is just say, dial so-and-so, Siri, and it does it for you.
That's not what they're talking about.
Yeah, this is like if you're calling the doctor's office or that kind of stuff.
Or just talking to a friend, even. Mm-hmm. They said that homework includes calling restaurants to ask what time they close instead of Googling it. They also have to call stores and ask if something is in stock.
What they're going to have to do is teach them patience, because you can get some electronic voice, and you have to wait before you talk to somebody that's breathing.
I think they would be okay with that. That's what they're trying to teach them, is how to talk to someone who's breathing. They say the term for it is telephobia. And they said that 70% of people under 35 prefer texting, and 23% never, ever, ever answer their phone. One student said phone calls are hard because you have to talk off the cuff. Texting is easier because you can think about the right way to approach something. An older one, a 28-year-old, said he used to have telephobia too, but he learned it helps to know what you plan to say before you start the call.
This is sad.
That's what I try to do, though. But then if you do call, like, the doctor's office, they never answer that first ring, or so then they call you back. And then I'm like, I forgot what I was calling.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't have my information in front of me now. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's sad, too.
It is.
But if you think about it, you know, if you do text a lot, you do have the chance to reword something, to rethink how you're going to say it. But when you're talking to someone live, they've got to go with what it's almost like the difference in doing it live or recorded. You don't get a chance to fix things as easily. Mm-hmm. And so that gives them telephobia, or they have a fear of having these calls. What's scary is, I mean, they've got to talk in real life to people, and that's the same basic premise.
That's part of parenting, though. I mean, a lot of times, you know, like my son will go, will you order the food for me, Daddy? Will you order the food? I'm like, no, you need to order your own food.
Are you talking about like at a sit-down restaurant?
Yeah, at a restaurant somewhere. Or they're going up to order at the counter, and it's like the kid wants you to order it because they're too embarrassed to talk to somebody.
Now, see, that's interesting, because my kids, they're a few years older than yours, but they wanted to order it themselves to be grown up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They were like, oh, I'll order this.
Yeah, and then they're like, I'll take a steak with a side salad and lobster, and you're like, I will be ordering for you from now on.
Yeah, I had a little bit of that. My kids definitely did filet mignons when they were growing up.
My nephew and niece, I'm like, y'all, when I was your age, it was steak tips.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as a filet at 12.
Well, I let them do it because I was like, if I'm getting one, I can't really tell them they can't have one.
Yeah, you can.
My kid's not even had filet mignon yet.
Are you kidding?
They have not. No. I've had hamburger steak a lot, though. Hamburger helper.
I don't know. That's my love language. I love food, so I wanted to make sure my kids got all the food. Now my son's gone vegetarian, so he doesn't even eat the steak
you
anymore.
You ruined him.
No, the good thing is at least he got some before he quit. His reason for it is because he doesn't think the animals are treated right. He thinks that our industry doesn't. And he's right about that. I would be all for having more humane treatment of the animals, but I'm not going to stop eating them.
They're doing something right. Tasty. It's tasty.
But that doesn't mean you couldn't treat them better than
I
they
agree
do.
With you there, but as long as I'm not seeing it.
Well, that's, I think, how most of us live, is we shut it out.
Wouldn't that be the worst if you did have to go out to the pasture and you're like, that one, I'll take that cow.
Yeah. I would be okay with that, to be honest, if it's in a pasture. What bothers me is the places that put them in all these cages and stuff, and that stuff I think is wrong.
I get sad when I see the chicken truck.
I know, right?
Because they're all crammed up in there. Yes. And then, of course, the one time when there was commotion out my peripheral, and I look over, and one of them scooched his behind to the end of the cage and just went.
Oh, wow. No.
At least he didn't go on the one's head below him.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, he was nice enough to...
Did he get your car?
No.
Okay, because that's a way bigger bird poop than normal.
It's like a dead man walking. You know?
Oh.
He's got like a dead chicken truck driving.
I don't know if I feel worse seeing them go to the plant over on Rutherford or seeing the empty truck coming out of there.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the good thing is they don't look anything like they did in that cage when you finally eat them.
No.
They're so golden brown and crispy.
Yeah.
It's just a whole different experience.
Oh. It looks different in the bucket, don't it?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.